Which hospital was this?
This was at an Air Force hospital at Ruislip, where I went for my pregnancy care. Great doctors and nurses. And then I'd been in touch with a lady who we lodged with at Greenham Common. How did I get from Windsor to Greenham? Oh, before I went to the States, we had moved, I'm getting mixed up now, we had moved to Greenham Common. That was when they were building the Air Force Base there, and we lodged with a couple, had rooms in their house. And when I lost the second baby, she wrote to me and said she was expecting a baby and couldn't keep it. She had separated from her husband, and this baby belonged to someone else, but she couldn't keep it. Would we consider taking the baby? She'd arranged for it to go into Church of England home, but she would be happy for us to have the baby. And we were very pleased to think that maybe we could, and we looked into all the legal aspects of it. And when my daughter was born on the Saturday morning, this was 1957, she telephoned us and told her that we'd got a daughter. We went to see her the next day and brought her home when she was 2 weeks old. So we had our daughter. At the time, she also had a son who was then a year old. She said, I'll never part with him. He was a darling little boy, and we would have taken him, given the opportunity. But she said, I'll never part with Stuart. But when Stuart was four, she decided she couldn't keep him anymore. And she called us and said, will you take him? And we did, so we had a son and a daughter then. And it turned out, we learned many years later, only this year in fact, that that was a pattern with her. She'd have the babies. She had seven, only kept one of them over the years. So my daughter and son were the first two that she had and didn't keep. Anyway, that was our blessing that we had Elvina and Stuart. And then in 1960, I can't tell you a lot about treatments. I'm sure I was going to the hospital, but I can't remember doing it. But I would have done. In 1960... I was pregnant again, and that was an accident. We certainly didn't plan it. I was 5 months pregnant when we then went back to the States again with the children. And Robert was born in March of 61. And I did have marvellous treatment, had a great doctor, well taken care of. And I think, you know, that points to Robert even being born alive.